This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a remembrance of trumpet player Ron Miles. He died at age 58 at home in Denver on March 8th. Miles had recorded with such leaders as guitarist Bill Frisell, clarinetist Ben Goldberg, pianist Myra Melford, and jazz rock drummer Ginger Baker. But Kevin says Ron Miles' own recordings showed him off best. One way or another, Kevin says, Ron Miles followed his own path.
First thing to know about Ron Miles is he was a Denver man all the way. It's a jazz custom that musicians from all over move to New York to get noticed and validated. Keeping distance from the Apple can make you less famous, but may foster independent thinking. Some trumpeters aim to blow you away with their imposing technique. Ron Miles draws you in. He liked trumpet or cornet's warm middle register. As improvising soloist, he seasoned clear developments with little plot twists. Denver Post jazz critic Brett Saunders says Ron Miles' music sounds like Colorado when you're outside, wide open, lonely, and vulnerable. For the record, Miles did spend a year studying at the Manhattan School of Music in the 1980s, and early on, he could be a little flashy. But he was always a thinking person's improviser, teasing little motifs while giving a solo overall shape. Here he is on his Denver album Witness, 1989, with Art Landy on piano. Good as he sounded in a straight jazz setting, Ron Miles heard something else. For a player with a warm, intimate sound, he worked a lot with electric guitar. It spoke to the pop and folk strains he was drawn to. A professor as well as student of American music, Ron Miles played obscure Ellington, the Carter family's Wildwood Flower, and many shades of blues. A Ron Miles melody might hint at ragtime, a sea shanty, or John Philip Sousa's Peaks and Valleys Cornet Showcases. This is Circuit Rider. With his core 21st century collaborators, guitarist Bill Frisell, who also grew up in Colorado, and drummer Brian Blade. They could play a folky tune straight or kick it like a roadhouse combo and made a pair of fine trio records in the 2010s, Quiver and Circuit Rider. On Ron Miles' last two issued records as leader, where he plays cornet, That trio had become a quintet, adding pianist Jason Moran and bassist Thomas Morgan. Miles's circle was growing, and his quintet's meditations on racism and mortality were a step forward, like he was tapping into something still deeper. Miles from his final album, Rainbow Sign, a good one to remember him by. His projects over the last few years included a reunion of the 80s Denver band Jazz Worms and saxophonist Joshua Redman's quartet date, Still Dreaming. Also, the garage bandy album, New American Songbooks, Volume 1, with guitarist Mary Halverson and Deerhoof drummer Greg Saunier. They cover tunes by, among others, Fiona Apple, and 1920s stride pianist James P. Johnson. Ron Miles sounds especially feisty on that one. It's the kind of genre-blurring mix of old and new he loved to be part of.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film. Ron Miles died March 8th at the age of 58.